Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 90 of Active Reload. We got really lucky this week, I'm going to be honest with you. We got some actual drops, some actual information that doesn't normally drop on a Tuesday. GTA 6, it got delayed, but we got a new trailer.
Yeah, that trailer was awesome.
Got a great new trailer.
We're going to dissect it.
We're going to pick it apart. Absolutely pick it apart in a good way. We also talk a little bit Arc Raiders. I played some time with the tech tests on that game on console. I'll talk about that. Gears of War Remastered is getting a remaster.
You son of a...
For some reason. And then we'll talk a little bit about the Xbox prices going up. And we'll mention Claire Obscure again because it's the game of the year.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's get into the episode.
Boom.
Okay, right off the bat.
Let's go.
The bad news from last week was GTA 6 got delayed.
Yeah.
That was last week. We were like, kind of expected. We hadn't heard anything from that game since the first trailer came out. But they didn't move without leaving us a little treat. And that treat came today. Tuesday, May, what's today, 6th? May 6th.
Out of nowhere,
which very rock star of them, dropped a trailer, big trailer, fun trailer. It's like 2 minutes and 45 seconds, I think. They also dropped a lot of screenshots. I actually haven't been able to go through the screenshots. You'll have to mention more of that than I will.
I don't know if I can use them on the video, but I'm going to try.
I think you could probably
Rockstar,
use them.
Last time I had a feeling Rockstar was going to say something about my video
very
edit.
Litigious.
They did. So.
So they're very litigious.
Who knows? Even though I didn't break any type of rule.
So this trailer... very Jason heavy. The two characters are Jason and Lucia.
Yeah.
Lucia was kind of the main person in the first trailer that we saw, even though she got less screen time than Jason did in this one.
Really? But she's also in this
one. She's in this one. This one feels like it's kind of a connector to the end of the second or the first trailer, excuse me.
Yeah.
It feels like the first trailer ends, Lucia's in jail, and then Jason's doing things while she's in jail and then picks her up, and that's the start of their story, essentially, what it feels like, or the continuation of their story.
Yeah, good catch.
So, a couple of things that I noticed. If you haven't seen the trailer, I don't want to describe the whole thing.
No, we're not. I'm not going to describe the whole thing. I'm not going to point out all the cool things outside of the beer. It's called Dejo, which I think is hilarious.
There's piss wash are still around.
Yeah.
Patriot beer is still around. Yep. Yeah.
It's cool. The ammo guy is still around.
Yep.
But I'm just going to mostly talk about the what ifs on when it comes to gameplay. Like there's a lot of jumping off of vehicles.
True.
That might be a good gameplay mechanic where you can leap out of your vehicle or off your motorcycle.
That kind of became a meme in GTA 5 because anytime you're on top of any vehicle in that game, the movement puts your character into a ragdoll.
Yeah, so it's funny.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. That might be something that we see improved upon in this game, which would be very cool. Carjack people while they're driving.
Yep.
You know, the more GTA that there is, the more it becomes Fast and Furious is what I've realized.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time.
It's always been
Vin
Fast
Diesel.
And the Furious, you know?
But now, like GTA Online, you can get a submarine.
Yeah.
You can get a jetpack and stuff like that.
There are no hints of any type of online
stuff. No, they haven't shown anything, which...
There was also no hints of any type of social media, which was super present in the first trailer.
Too. Yeah, in the second trailer, they have like...
I know, I can tell you.
Two or three quick clips of them... like watching a video on the phone or taking a picture, but really no social media aspect of it, like you said.
Yeah. So where do you want to just tell me your thoughts?
Okay. So the first thing I wrote down here, cause I did take notes for this.
Yeah,
I watched
me too.
It a couple times. Heavy on the Bonnie and Clyde theme.
Yep.
If they don't go out in a rain of gunfire, I will be very surprised because that's the vibe I'm getting from this.
Yeah.
The criminals on the run that can't outrun their past. Even in the description of the game, which they actually had in the YouTube video, like underneath it, it says, this is what it says. It says, Jason and Lucia have always known the deck is stacked against them. But when an easy score goes wrong, they find themselves on the darkest side of the sunniest place in America, in the middle of a criminal conspiracy stretching across the state of Lonita. Which I believe
Leonida,
forced to rely on each other more than ever if they want to make it out alive. Very Bonnie and Clyde-y.
I mean, it's going to be
vibe I got from that one too.
The other ones were bank robbers, right? These guys are robbery people. They're
just
stick 'em up,
stick up
men,
yeah,
stick and up women.
People.
Which, so they show them robbing a liquor store in the first trailer. And then this one, they even like, there's like, I don't know. It looks like a hemp store or something.
Yeah. There's hookah and there's a hookah in the background. I'm wondering if that's more of, cause the way that I saw that was he's doing that for the guy that came to his place.
Oh yeah. He's getting the checks. Right. Yeah. There's a guy named Brian who I think he's related to, cause he was, I love you, Jason.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he looks, it looks like he's living rent free, but he is the muscle man.
Yeah.
What is that called? Well, when you,
I thought it was the muscle.
It's a mafia thing to do. It's to pay.
You provide protection.
Protection money.
Yeah. So. Protection money. Yeah. That's what I thought it was. I don't know if he was actually sticking anybody up in that first part, if it was more just doing, hey, your rent is due, quote unquote, I'm going to beat the crap out of you and steal it from your cash register if you don't just give it to me. That's what I thought it was.
Okay.
But there are also, like, there's a point in this trailer where they're like pointing guns at people, masks on their face, and moving them around and stuff. So very much both, I guess.
What else do you have?
The other thing I wrote down that I thought was very interesting, we saw this a little bit in the first trailer as well, but they kind of did more of it here. Lots of wildlife. Tons of birds. I saw an iguana.
I saw like a fish tank and like a aquarium.
Yeah.
What is the thing called?
Well, so it wasn't, it's a snake cage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called either, but that.
I can't remember. Serpentarium? I don't know.
Yeah. Something atarium. Which made me think.
Could you have pets?
Different pets. That's what I first wrote down too. There was also a cat.
I did too.
There was a cat in the bodega sitting on top of an ATM. Yeah.
There's a great screenshot of the northern area that you can go to where it's all wildlife and hunting, and it shows a cat, like a mountain lion, approaching a deer, and
it's a Florida panther.
Probably. And his belly was wet. So they might have some sort of like, I don't know, graphical thing where it shows your bottom half wet and your top not.
Really, I mean, they did that in Red Dead. I would not be stunned if they
did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't play it that much outside of fishing.
I would not be stunned to see that carry over whatsoever.
I did see fishing on a boat, which hopefully you can do that.
Yeah.
It is Florida.
It is Florida. Yeah. Fishing capital of the world. But that also, good point. If they do allow fishing, like, are they doing, can you do deep sea stuff? There were sharks in GTA 5. Yeah,
they showed in the Florida Keys area or the Leonida Keys.
Yeah.
They showed snorkeling, a shot from below. Some of these screenshots look way too finagled.
Yeah.
But shot from below of a turtle and coral reef and stuff like that.
Oh man, if you can go like scuba diving and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be really, really
like
cool.
For like old shipwrecks and everything too.
Can I mention, because that leads right into what I was going to say at first, hangouts.
Yeah. They showed that a little bit in the first trailer.
There's they showed off a lot of like casual hanging out.
Yeah, clubs.
At the beach, clubs,
bars,
snorkeling.
Yeah.
Bars a lot. And also dancing.
Yeah.
Heavy on dancing.
Yes. Big.
So it dancing. Looks like you're going to be able to dance a lot. I don't know.
When I saw that too, part of me wonders, when I saw that, I was like, ooh, I wonder if this is like the RP server that they bought out, like stepping in and saying, hey, this would be great for both online and it'd be cool to have the story too.
I can't
wait. Have all these hangouts ideas, which would be very cool.
Yeah. One of the characters does own a strip club. And so they mentioned him. Yeah. I forget his name. His name's Booby something. I can't remember.
Real good.
It's a rapper name.
You know, GTA, not known for their subtlety.
Not at all.
They also, in the first trailer too, they showed like the car meetups and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A little bit of the car meetups and everything.
Oh, I can't wait. They showed some towing, like wenching, I guess. They're pulling out like what looks like a safe, I think.
Oh, yeah.
They're dragging it behind a truck. So I can't wait. Remember my hope for a mudding gameplay element?
Yeah, that's in the first trailer, too.
Yeah.
They showed mudding.
So I want to get in a four-wheeler and just mud around then take trucks and then pull out your friends' trucks and stuff who are stuck in the mud. Little mud runner.
All the way. Also, action. By the way.
Can't wait.
The ripping out of the vault and then driving around on the street.
Yeah.
Also, a Fast and Furious thing.
I know. There's also heat a lot in these games.
The other thing I wrote down, which is kind of obviously expected, but they definitely put a focus on it in this trailer, the music.
Oh, yeah. They go through the radios.
A bunch of radio stations are playing as he's driving around. A bunch of different music. Sounds awesome. They never miss with the music in these games.
No, they
totally
don't
get the vibe.
And the DJs and everybody.
Yeah. No, Laszlo. He's gone. Not dead, but
yeah,
he moved on.
Maybe it seemed like he died.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's dead in the GTA verse, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Because his character is now gone. And the voice actor, he's moved on to the other Dan Houser thing.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, he's not going to be in the game.
I forgot.
Yeah. Also, I put lottery question mark.
Yeah, so did I.
You didn't? Okay,
lottery? Yeah. There's a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
They show off a bunch of stuff that you're clearly going to be doing.
Mm-hmm. And they show a scene of somebody walking out of a gas station holding a six pack of beer, too, which you've never been able to do.
I think that's Jason.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm assuming so.
So you're grabbing beer.
Yeah.
That might have been a cutscene.
Probably.
So I thought all of this were cutscenes. And then I really paused a lot. There's one where Jason is drive-bying. He's holding a pistol out the driver's side window and shooting. And that's clearly in the game.
It also says,
because his face doesn't look nearly as,
well fleshed out,
animated.
Yeah. But there was also, as he was walking out of that gas station, there's a guy like signing up for the lottery, like writing numbers down.
That's where I wrote it down.
Also, at the very end of the trailer, too, I thought was interesting. It says at the very end, when it shows the logo, it says captured on PS5.
Yep.
Interesting.
Interesting. They didn't mention Pro.
Yeah. I wonder what world they were in when they captured that, a lot of that on the PS5. But to be fair,
it always looks good.
I was going to say, the fact that Red Dead Redemption 2 was able to run on Xbox One still blows my mind. Xbox One and PS4, don't know how they did it.
Yeah.
It still runs on those consoles. So who knows?
They have a really cool how they hold memory. It's basically a sphere, and everything outside of it is not rendered at all. I don't know. They do a really good job at it. That's why when a car drives by and you're like, oh, I want to get that car, it's gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It goes out of draw distance or whatever. Yeah.
It just goes out of the memory little sphere that they have.
That was the other thing that was, again, I was a little concerned about some of the screenshots, is they very clearly are over exaggerating the draw distance, I think.
I don't know.
Some of those screenshots.
So the screenshots look like they're finagled with. I'm going to use that word. But it's messed with big time. They're bull shots is what the industry calls them.
Bull shots.
Yeah, because they're screenshots. But
that's not necessarily...
They're run through some heavy Photoshop editing.
That's not necessarily a knock on the rest. I mean, the trailer still...
Looks amazing.
Looked incredible. It was amazing. Still a lot of spoofing on alcohol, drugs, gun culture, all that stuff, as expected. They had fake Modelos called something else. I think, was that the name of the...
Yeah, it was the Dejo.
Yeah, that was... very clearly a Modelo bottle that they were holding. Awesome. They're bringing another alcohol or whatever into the group. And I remember in this one, we didn't see it either, but in the first trailer, they had a billboard up, and I'm hoping that they lean more into this in this game, about like a pharmaceutical drug that you could buy that like eliminates emotions or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And I'm hoping because Florida kind of the capital of the world for that sort of stuff.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of old people there.
Yeah. And LLCs and whatnot that are just camped out there. For pharmaceutical companies and whatnot. So I'm hoping that they lean kind of into that with it being a spoof.
They
do.
They showed some, I don't know if it was a screenshot of the trailer, but they showed like the biker group, a woman and another guy driving, and she's holding a bag of pills.
That might be a screenshot.
She's clearly selling pills.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
And it's a giant bag. It's funny.
I also put down, because you noticed this first, and then I noticed it. Fight Club, question mark?
Yep. There is a cage fighting situation, and the girl, what's her name? Lucia?
Lucia, yeah.
She is a trained fighter by her father, so...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have all these...
Oh, yeah, the breakdowns.
...character sheets, and she's in that cage, she's like throwing a high kick, so she obviously knows like Taekwondo or something. Mm-hmm. It's going to be cool.
That would be good to see.
It would be really good because the hand-to-hand combat in these games are awful.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder what they did with the Warriors. The Warriors had great hand-to-hand combat. It's like this. It feels like a Grand Theft Auto game, but with better combat. And they just kind of dished it.
Yeah.
They never brought any of that back.
We need that. We need them to bring back the hand-to-hand combat in the Warriors game that they bought up and then just did nothing with. And then they need to bring back... their ping pong mechanics from what was the name of that game? Was it just Rockstar's Ping
Rockstar's Table Tennis?
Yeah, there we go. Just bring it back to that.
Very, very good table tennis simulator.
All you need. That's all you need. And then Roman can stop calling me about going to play darts. Yeah. I'll play ping pong.
It's so funny because the bowling never really got great. It's always kind of lame.
Well, and they got rid of it in five. There's no bowling. I know. In five. It's only four.
So
bring bowling back.
Why didn't you bring back? Anyways, it's going to be fighting.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I'm wondering if it'll be like a sleeping dog situation.
I wonder if it's going to be like a Florida or the Miami Fight Club. What's his name?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Forgot his name. So sorry.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
No. What the heck are you talking about?
I'm thinking of the movie that just had a remake that was...
I'm talking about, it was the YouTube fighters, and then they all went to the UFC.
Kimbo Slice,
thank you. And then the other guy who challenged for the title a couple times.
Yeah.
Welterweight, I can't, sorry.
It is a big culture down there too, is that?
Yeah.
I mean, Kimbo Slice grew up on the streets of Miami doing that.
Yeah, I hope they have something like that, like a fight club of some sort. Yeah. It'd be great.
True. That's a good point. I didn't think about that, for sure. Also, and this is something I really hope that they're putting too many cheeses into it for it to not be in there. Hurricanes. They have hurricane.
Yeah, I know. They have
the
hurricane warnings and stuff. Yeah.
They had hurricane names in the bar and stuff. I'm really hoping we get something to do with hurricane, like a hurricane. That's
I still
through.
Have yet to see any type of weather or anything. There was a screenshot that showed a storm in the distance and that's it.
And it was in that first trailer, a little bit of like a wall cloud in the distance type of thing.
But I haven't seen any heavy wind. Have
Me
you?
Neither. I'm really hoping that they do it though, because I mean, it's Miami. You do UFC, you do hurricanes. It's like 1-2. And UFC is not one, it's two. It's hurricanes. It's hurricane season. They also had a very obvious, towards the end of the trailer, which was perfect, a very obvious fake PS5.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
The controller and everything.
The controller.
Yeah, they had the controller and then you could see the fake console like standing up next to the TV.
Are you going to be able to play a video game in this game?
That's a good question.
In the old ones.
I don't know if... That's a good question.
I hope so.
They did it like... I remember in GTA 4, they had like QWERTY or whatever that you could play in the bars. But I don't remember if they had anything like at home. That's like the big improvement they need to make more than anything is like, give me a reason to stay in my house in GTA. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because a lot of them don't do that at all. Which makes sense. You want to be out. They want you to be out in the world. But if they can improve that, it'd be kind of cool too. So... then also they showed off a bunch of new vehicles that we haven't seen before. A boat plane. Haven't had one of those ever, I think. Seaplane. Not a boat plane. Seaplane.
Boat plane. That didn't make sense.
Seaplane.
I think you did in Vice City.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Remember.
I did not.
You never played Vice City.
I played it off and on. I never like played
so
it.
So good.
Through.
Back in the days.
Yeah. I'm going to get the remaster. Now.
That's another thing. The remaster used a lot of AI. Remember that? That was a big scandal. Yeah. So I was looking for AI everywhere. I don't think I found any.
It was ugly. I mean, the new games.
Yeah.
The remasters, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugly.
So I think this looks like a lot of work went into it. I mean, a lot. I mean,
it's been 15 years. 15 years is too long.
Every dime I saw in this trailer. So
actually 12 years.
Can I mention another
Hold
thing?
On.
Okay, go ahead.
Seaplane, jet ski.
Seaplane.
Haven't seen that.
Okay.
And an airboat. Airboats are cool. With the fans.
Gotta be on in Florida, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I need one of those.
Definitely.
Airboats are crazy. Another thing I noticed, many, many body tights, more than the first trailer.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So old, big, skinny, different hair.
Jacked.
I mean, everything. The entire gamut.
Yeah.
And tan lines.
True.
I saw tan lines, especially in the pictures or the screenshots.
The more you talk about it, I'm like, there's no way they're going to be able to do this. And then I think about Red Dead Redemption 2, and I'm like, my hair was growing in that game.
Yeah, it's true. That'd be really cool if there was a hair cutting type of thing. Remember Haircut Simulator that came out a few months ago?
Yeah, I played it forever.
I actually did play it this week. And
okay.
It does feel like it feels like a Grand Theft Auto mini game. It's really good.
Okay. Well,
hopefully Grand Theft Auto can go into, I mean, the sky is the limit with this game. But this trailer just showed off everything.
I don't want to be cutting my own hair.
No, I mean, you go to haircut and maybe you can.
But if it's a mini game.
Do a side piece. Maybe you can start a business of haircutting.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Barbershop.
The old Grand Theft Autos, I don't know about the new ones, but you can like get a cop car or a taxi and just be a taxi driver.
Yeah, they
did that with Nico Bellic's cousin Bellic.
Roman Bellic.
He had a taxi service that you can actually just earn money from doing. I really hope the money situation is better in this game too.
What do you mean by that?
Every Grand Theft Auto, the money gameplay loop, whatever you use to gain more money, it starts to get out of control.
So you have too much
in
money.
In five, you can just play the...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, you're also a heister in those.
Yeah,
in
but you
game.
Can you can manipulate the market.
Oh yeah, you can invest.
You can put all the money into certain things, that's and you, right. it becomes nothing.
Yeah.
And
but
then,
maybe that's kind of, I mean, that's probably kind of the point. They're kind of like
I get it, but it's always you're poor and then you're rich.
Yeah.
It's never somewhere
again though.
Middle.
Subtlety, not really their forte.
Yeah.
They're like, look. If you want to game the system, game the stock market, feel free. You'll get rich in this game.
Yeah.
That's GTA 5.
Well, we got to wrap up our GTA 5 coverage.
It was
coverage.
Awesome. It's coming out May 26, 2026. That was the delay.
Yeah, one whole year.
1 year from now. This honestly might be the last trailer we see.
I don't think so. No way.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities. Except for like the launch trailer that comes out like the week of.
No, I think the last 3 months, they're going to lead up
heavy.
To it. Yeah, big time.
We'll see.
They're going to talk about the online capabilities.
Yeah, that's true.
All the stuff.
I just have a...
Customizing.
I have a bigger belief that they know that they're the most important thing in video games, so they don't have to prove it to anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just like, hey, we're just going to release this, so get over it. Sorry, everybody get out of the way. Yeah, it was awesome. Great trailer. Again, nailed it. The vibe is amazing. I can't wait to get my hands on this video game. And
Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah, that was his name.
Oh.
That's the other guy. Cuban.
Yeah.
Well, Kimbo Slice, Jamaican. Fun fact. He
really?
Was.
They're Jamaican. American to me.
Well, yeah.
They are.
So, Ark Raiders had a tech test this weekend.
This is crazy. I didn't even know that there was a test for the console. I didn't even know it was coming out for console.
They were teching things out.
So you played it?
Yeah. Played it for a little bit. Played about...
How many raids did you do?
I didn't do very many. I only did about five or six. So
okay,
I didn't
you
get
played
a whole
it, though.
Lot
All
into
right,
it.
You
yeah.
played enough.
But yeah, I probably spent about 2 hours on the game in total. Or in the actual raids and whatnot. Yeah. Pretty cool. The tech test itself felt a little... bare bones, but I expect that to be expounded upon, obviously, as we get, you know, the actual game comes out. There's only one area you could go into.
Were the graphics really good?
Yeah, the graphics were gorgeous.
Because some on PC, they look great.
Some of the best explosion graphics I've ever seen. Like, crazy. It
and
looks
sound.
Like it's straight out of, like, a real video I'm watching. Yeah, it was very pretty game. The sound design in this game is incredible.
I noticed that right away.
Your guns sound just awesome, and... like the bullets clacking against things sounds very good, as well as like the distance you can hear between like other raiders fighting drones and whatnot. You can hear it and kind of get a good direction and sense of where they are. That's not an easy thing to do in audio, as far as like audio depth goes. And it's amazing. Like that part of it really blew my mind. I was like, whew.
Did you go solo? Like, could you go with a teammate?
You can go with a teammate. Okay. You can fill your party if you wanted to. You can also invite friends, but only after you've played a certain amount of time of the tech test. Then you can give them like a referral code.
Is this your first extraction shooter that you've ever played?
First
extraction shooter. I mean, you probably played DMZ.
Yeah.
Okay.
First extraction shooter made to be an extraction shooter.
Okay, I got you. I know what you mean.
Yeah. It was fun. I liked it a lot. There was the actual like... menus and everything were easy to digest.
The menus do look good in this game.
It ran pretty well for a tech test, to be honest with you. I didn't really notice a lot of frame dropping or anything like that. The drone designs on a lot of them are very cool and very interesting. There's one that's just like a little ball, and it's like a ticker essentially from
Gears?
From like Gears. Yeah, so it rolls into you and then it just explodes and it kills you.
I don't like that.
And then it's also like... it's very noise dependent, which obviously they're leaning pretty heavily into the sound. So anytime you breach anything, because you have to breach stuff in order to get it open, it attracts like drones that are around so that they can hear it and whatnot. And they're like attack on sight. The drones are, you're not going to make peace with them. Obviously.
Yeah, you can see birds taking off.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
What you mentioned that you kept trusting people.
Yeah, that's I'm gonna stop doing that. I'm somebody that is like the opposite of the old adage. I'm the ask questions first, shoot later. That's what I do. Not I don't game. Do that. I do that. I shouldn't do that anymore because I got picked apart sometimes.
Proximity chat?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
good,
there is
good.
Proximity chat.
This is great. This is everything that Bungie in their extraction shooter, everybody was disappointed with.
Yeah.
Now, this one comes up at the same time, doing a test at the same time, and everybody loves it because they're not shying away from what makes extraction shooters interesting.
Well, and also I think it kind of fits in a...
Those first person versus third person.
It fits in an art that, in my opinion, is more appealing to what Marathon is doing with their art style.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This one feels like you're on a decrepit planet after it's been taken over by these drones, these robots, essentially. You're living underground every time you go up. It's very Mad Max in that sense. Yeah. Like, every time you go up, these things are attacking you. You get as much as you can, and then you're shooting back down into the earth, back into your tunnel, essentially.
Yeah. I noticed that someone extracted while injured.
Yeah.
They were, like, holding a gun wound or bullet wound, and then they reached up and extracted while they were still down.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah. And just like everything, it feels like it's, I can't remember what the comparison was that I made. It's like a Star Wars, the vibe of it is very Star Wars-y, if that makes sense. Like with the stakes of something like The Division, if that makes sense.
They showed some promotional stuff that looked 80s inspired.
Yeah, it is. There's a ton of, like, some of the outfits that you can get, like, at the very beginning are very, you look like you're a TIE fighter pilot. Like,
okay, that's what I saw. Yeah.
Very much TIE fighter pilot-esque.
That's cool.
I don't remember what they call that. Like, retro? It's not retro wave. It's something else. Whatever.
Retro futurism?
Yeah, but that's more like...
It's Fallout.
It's more like Fallout. Yeah. It's not really that. I don't know. Retro apocalyptic future? Well, no, that would also be Fallout.
I don't know. Retro punk. Whatever.
Yeah.
Put a punk at the end of it.
Yeah. It was cool, though. I had a lot of fun with it. I'm really excited to play this game with a group of people.
Me, too.
I think it's going to be a blast.
I'm excited that it's coming to console. I had no idea. That's funny.
Yeah. It was a good tech test on console. I was surprised.
Did they show a date at all?
No. That's the only thing. They don't have any date for it yet. This is their second tech test, too, I think. And they've done two total in like 2 years.
And you had to sign up for it. This is closed, right? You signed
it was
up.
Closed. And got you had to sign up for invited. It. It took me a while to get my actual code. I think I didn't get it until
Bungie never Friday. Sent me anything, man.
Dude.
They still remember that.
Bungie, too big for their britches.
They still remember that interview I had with him.
You didn't? For like a job?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, sorry, dude. Sorry, get out of here. That's what they said.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm excited for this game. No release date again for it or anything that was shown, unless it comes out, you know, after this podcast is posted, obviously. But it was cool. I liked it a lot. I'm excited.
From what I saw, some streamers playing it. They had nothing but good things to say about it. Some small things that would be adjusted, obviously. Mm-hmm. But when it was compared to Marathon, I don't know. Some people that I have been following who are playing both, they say that Marathon has better gun combat with other players, but everything else, Ark does 1,000 times better.
It feels like the only thing I felt like I could guarantee from Marathon.
From Bungie,
it's Bungie. They never made a bad shooter as far as like actually shooting things.
Yeah.
It always feels good.
I'm starting to wonder if the extraction shooter genre is going to backfire for them.
Maybe. I mean, this is the thing, though. Like, whoever gets it first on console gets it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it seems like
we're still missing that on console.
Yeah, well, we got Hunt Showdown.
We got Hunt, but one that really, like, takes the audience, pulls it away from other things.
I don't know why Hunt Showdown is not more popular.
I don't know.
I have no idea. It's like an insanely good graphics. The gameplay is great. The only problem people have with it are the SBMM sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because the higher tier loot, you start to play other people and there's not enough people playing the game. So you start to get wrecked early, too early. That's the biggest problem. It's not really a game problem, though. It's the population problem. It sucks. More people need to play it.
Go play ahead. Hunt Showdown.
And the finals. But it seems like these guys made the finals.
They did make the finals, yeah. And this feels like the thing that they're going to like ditch the finals for, if that makes sense.
So funny. It's not even close to being the same look and feel.
No. Well, sound-wise, it's very finals. Does that make sense? Like, like a lot of the sound.
I gotcha.
Like the way, like it feels like they use a lot of the same wave files from the finals to put into this game as well. Because that was the other thing that the finals had going for it, was the sound design was also very good.
Yeah, and destruction.
So, yeah, and the destruction, yeah. So yeah, I'm excited. Ark Raiders.
Did you see any destruction in Ark Raiders? I don't think I looked at it enough to even see.
No, not really. They didn't have a lot of levolution, if you will.
Yeah, it's funny.
I saw anyways.
So they just went from, I mean, that's really cool. Like it shows the legs of these guys. These are former DICE employees.
Yeah.
So
that shows too.
Again, it does.
Explosions and everything.
Yeah.
Like can get very chaotic very quickly.
And sound design. Battlefield always had good sound design.
Yeah. Okay. So guess what? Gears of War Remastered Ultimate Edition is getting a reloaded edition. They're reloading.
I'm happy that my copy that I bought a long time ago before Game Pass came out is going to be... I'm going to get a free upgrade.
Apparently. We will let you guys know if we get... who's making Coalition?
Coalition.
If the Coalition comes after us for our title, we'll let you guys. Our
active
our
reload. No, title. We're good.
Yeah, we'll see.
I can't wait.
If anything,
no, we're good.
If anything, we'll become more popular because of it. Because people will be looking it up on PS5. They're like, "How do I active reload?"
Yeah,
listen to this podcast.
Check out this podcast. They did mention the active reload part. They didn't show a trailer.
No.
I don't like when you announce a game and not show any artwork whatsoever.
Yeah.
When they announced The Elder Scrolls 6, they showed a screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was like a video somewhat. It was like an animated screenshot, a little bit. Like
but then it...
Panning out, panning in.
They did that, and then the game was out the next day.
No, I'm talking about with... Elder Scrolls, like the new Elder Scrolls game. It was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Skyrim?
No, not Skyrim.
Oh, right. I know.
Remember, they're like, we're working on
six or whatever.
Yeah, we're working on Elder Scrolls 6, and they showed artwork so you can see kind of the world.
That's right.
At least they showed something. I hate when they announce, hey, we're doing a new game. It's coming out for PS5. Well, can I see it? Nope.
To be fair, that feels like it's backfired on Bethesda pretty hardcore because even Todd Howard was like,
we showed it too early.
I don't know if I'm going to make it till Elder Scrolls 6 comes out.
But I don't know. I guess you play the Ultimate Edition, which it looks great and it runs great. It has the FPS boost.
The thing that, I guess we'll see. But
they mentioned that it'll be 120 frames online and 60 frames single player. It's the same as Gears 5.
You know what I wish they'd done, to be honest with you?
What?
I wish they would have done Gears 2.
Me too.
They released the Gears 2 remaster, and then they also put the Ultimate Edition on PS5.
There were a lot of rumors online spreading that they were going to do a collection, a 1-3 collection, and they're going to ditch the Baird, the Judgment.
We don't talk about that one.
I think that was pretty good. But
it's okay.
It's not that good, but whatever.
It's very
it's
okay.
It's like a B-side.
Yeah. Exactly.
But
it feels like DLC.
Yeah. So the rumors were a collection, and then we see a remaster of the Ultimate Edition.
Yeah.
But the story is that it's coming for PS5, but I mean, I don't care.
I don't either. I'd rather they just put the Ultimate Edition on PS5 and then release Gears 2 remastered for both, or the collection for
Gears
both.
Gears 2 and 3 are stuck on the 360, but backwards compatible. They're
backwards compatible, yeah.
So on PC, you can't play those two.
That's true.
It's really funny. Why can't you? Two is my favorite. Two is one of my favorite video games of all time.
Same. Two is definitely my favorite. The worm. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Just, I'll never forget when I first did that.
Jacinto.
Jesus.
When it's sinking, that level, when it's sinking, it's near the end.
It is the
end.
And
you're going down.
Yeah.
That's one of the best video game moments I've ever played in my life.
You're shooting
so much fun.
You're shooting the big guy with the Hammer of Dawn.
Yeah, and there's also the Dragon Rider looking things. They land in front of you.
Reavers?
I remember when one of those landed in front of me. I was like, oh my God, it's right in front of me. I have to roll out of here.
And then you can fly it.
And the big news that I'm really excited for about this game, and it's not really surprising.
By the way, it's Gears of War Reloaded.
By the way, Julie's here.
2 weeks in a row that we've had that happen.
I know. Every single time that I've done this.
Anyways.
Are you?
We should have put the thing up, but
I don't whatever. Know. It's
only
bad.
The same time every day. You know, we do this
35 minutes
every week. No.
I gotta start over. What was I saying?
You were excited. The thing you're excited about most for Gears of War Reloaded.
Oh, multiplayer.
Yeah, true.
It's coming. It's
coming back.
Back. So
will it succeed?
Well, why not? Why did you are such a doomer when it comes to multiplayer games?
Yeah, Gears 6 doing very well. Gears 5 multiplayer doing very well right now.
I mean, people are still playing it.
That doesn't mean it's succeeding.
It already succeeded.
No, it succeeded when they came out and it first initially
not
came
every,
out.
Not every multiplayer game has to be a live service game Fortnite that lasts 10 years.
Tell that to the people that are still doing live service games that want to last for 10 years.
Well, no, then you don't need to do that. I think something like if you were to say Warhammer's multiplayer, how is that doing? It's not doing great, is it? I'm like, it never needed to.
Right, but
it's still fun.
I know, but think about the other multiplayer games that are still popular right now. Why are they not? They're
5 years old. They suck.
I know, but why are they not? Who would not push for that? If you were a business person, why would you not want to do
because
that?
You're never going to compete with him.
That's not true. Do you think Siege thought that too when they came out 5 years ago?
No, but you're everybody who's wanted to do another Siege, he can't compete.
Right. But it takes the next person to do it in order for them to say, okay, I can't compete.
I got it.
When Fortnite came out, they weren't like, this is going to be the biggest game of all time in 5 years.
No, they're like, we want to steal what PUBG is doing.
No, they said, we'll just attach this onto our base game that also is not succeeding very well. And then guess what? It became the biggest thing on planet Earth.
I don't care. I think it doesn't need to have a million. It doesn't need to have a million people. It's already built.
It doesn't need to have a million people. It needs to last long enough with content in order to make a high amount of people want to come back and play it. Problem that Infinite had.
No, it's not. They're totally different problem. Games. Infinite is a free-to-play game.
Yeah, Infinite was the same live problem, though. Game. When it came out, there wasn't enough to keep people there.
Okay, guess what? Gears of War Ultimate Remaster, whatever they're called. They call it Reloaded.
Reloaded.
It's not a live service game.
Right. No, I know.
It has a multiplayer suite with it. And it has a lot of content in that. Because there's a lot of maps and there's a lot of DLC maps that are, you know, in the collection. And PC-only maps.
Space Marine was also not free-to-play.
No, I know.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? Why would you say something mean about their multiplayer?
I'm not like,
there's not a lot of people going to play it. It's not going to succeed.
Mean. I'm saying Gears has not been a popular multiplayer game.
No.
For 10 years.
It's a niche game. It's a hardcore competitive.
But it did have a relatively big multiplayer scene, pro multiplayer scene.
Yeah, on the first one.
Right.
Yeah.
No, well, it was on the third one as well. It was on the second and on the third one. They were there.
Really good.
They were there.
Yeah, they were there.
Now it is non-existent.
Gears 5 and 4
is non-existent. Gears 4
as a multiplayer suite.
Right. I'm talking about a decent...
A good one.
Yeah.
All right.
A scene that people come back to for multiplayer.
I think more people play Gears 3 right now than Gears 5.
Right. Same goes for a lot of those games that have come out with newer multiplayer games. That just... Perfect example, the Battlefield game. Also not free to play.
No.
Paid it. Nobody's playing 2040. Well,
I played it, and there's a lot of people playing.
I know,
it.
But there's more people playing Battlefield 4 than there are in 2042.
No, not on console.
Four? Okay, 1.5.
I play these games regularly.
I know, I understand, but you're crazy in thinking that 2042. No,
it has more people than Battlefield 4 and 1.
I don't think so.
No, it's true. I see the server list. There's way more people playing Battlefield 2042 than there are playing Battlefield 4 on console, because that's where I play them. Way more. When I play Battlefield 4 and I go onto my server list and I looked at active servers, there's like 7 running.
Right.
2042 has got hundreds.
But that doesn't mean there's a lot. There's people.
I'm not saying there's enough people. I'm not saying it's, you know, Fortnite numbers. I'm just saying there's a lot of people playing 2142 and there's more than Battlefield 4. And you can still play Battlefield 4 multiplayer. You're not going to be able to play Rush. You could play one or two servers on Rush, Conquest 5 or 6, but you're not going to find any, you'll find one or two deathmatch servers, maybe one that's actually good. Custom servers are all but dead on Battlefield 1 and 4.
Yeah. Well, they
2042, there's tons of custom servers.
I think
servers.
They also started shutting it down for a lot of it, too.
Yeah, they shut down Battlefield 3. the anything that came and they shut down Battlefield 4 for the 360 and PS3 version, but the Xbox One and PS4 version, Battlefield 4, you can still find, but I mean, you can find a lot more in 2042. I don't know. I'm just saying that it's okay. True.
So according to Steam charts.
Steam. Okay.
It's the only place I'll be able to find like actual numbers. Within the last 7 days, Battlefield 2042 has 6,632 players.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
Battlefield 4 has 2,300.
Okay, still more than Battlefield.
That's still more, but like for if you're DICE, you're like, oh, that's not good.
2042 has that little amount of players.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I bet there's more playing console. It's funny. Dang, that's
probably
low.
Is,
but that's low. That's Fragpunk has more.
Yeah. Spectre Divide still probably has more.
No, it's gone.
Oh, rip. By the way, Battlefield 5 has 4,000 players.
Okay.
So.
Wow, that's funny. Why would you play Battlefield?
I like Battlefield 5.
Yeah.
Sue me. Anyways, that's what I'm worried about for Gears. I just don't want it to. Well, actually, I've never been there.
If it has a consistent 5,000 players, I'll be happy.
I don't like their multiplayer personally. I've never been a fan of their multiplayer. But
if you don't know how to bounce off of cover, especially the first one, and the ultimate version is slightly off, but it's pretty close. But you can really get momentum by it's almost like a glitch.
Yeah,
where you bounce off cover and then roll out of it, and you can pretty much skip forward. You can move faster than if someone was just
not to
walking
mention
or running.
Nasher shotgun is this the Gears version of the energy sword.
Yep.
Whoever gets to that first, you're getting the three piece chicken McNugget.
Oh no, you can
and you win.
Everybody gets it. Yeah. Pretty much.
That's what I mean.
You can do a lot of damage with that. I know some people who used to play Gears of War 1 highly competitive, and I used to kind of make fun of it because I was pretty hard in Counter-Strike back then. And I watched somebody play at a high, high level, one of my brother's friends. And man, it was amazing. You look up some highlights of Gears of War 1. Like some of them are really, really cool.
It'll be in 240p too.
Yeah, I know. it's true.
So yeah, Gears of War Reloaded. I can't believe that's what they're calling it.
It's so bad.
So
not calling it Active Reloaded.
Well, that's good for us, thankfully.
No, it's not. They could have had a real good handle.
No, we would. They would have been like, "Hey, you got to take this down."
No, it's fine. It's not copyrighted.
Why not?
It isn't.
It is copywritten. That's
no.
Their thing.
If we had a video game
TM.
If we had a video game where we used a reloaded mechanic and called it active reload, then we'd have a problem. They did not copyright the term active and reload. They didn't do that. I've already looked it up. We're good.
You did look that up?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I know how to do business.
Oh, we're not a business.
I know how to do business.
All free here, baby.
I know, dude. I'm not trying to embarrass shared media.
So yeah, Gears of War Reloaded. It's coming to the PS5. It's just Gears of War Ultimate Edition Reloaded. That's what they should have called it. That would have been really funny. Gears of War Ultimate Edition Reloaded.
I don't know. We're really big on names. It's so important to get your name right. Active Reload. I mean, Gears of War.
Active Reload.
Reloaded is such a bad title.
I would agree with you. However, I've turned on this a little bit because one of the biggest games of the year is going to be called Claire Obscure Expedition 33.
Imagine if it had a better title.
Yeah.
If it was just Expedition 33.
I also don't know.
Having a number like 33, it's not great because some people, even though it's high enough to be like, that's obviously not a sequel, but the next one, are they going to call Expedition 34? That would be 32. Even worse.
Yeah.
32. Yeah.
Or if they did,
they won't be because
they did Expedition 51.
Okay. Are we going to lead it? Can we talk about that? We have.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's talk.
Minutes.
Please don't spoil anything.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
I will uppercut you into the ceiling.
I'm into the epilogue.
Okay.
And at this point, I'm taking it easy. I'm like, I don't need to finish it right now. I'm just going to chill and having fun. There are enemies that are around that weren't not enemies, but higher level enemies,
bosses
and stuff like that I'm going around and getting absolutely slapped. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy how hard some of the bosses. Final boss or the, can I say Paintress? Is it Paintress?
Paintress? Kind of assumed.
Yeah. Don't worry. You'll be surprised. Was really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Like, really, really good. So happy that they finished on a good battle. And I know there's an epilogue. There's more to do. And there's probably more battles and more of a boss. But I'm happy. One of the best games I've ever played.
Whoa, so ever.
Good. Oh, man.
Prisoner of the Moment? No.
I'm a big turn-based RPG guy.
I know. Me too.
I think Final Fantasy X is one of my all-time favorite games. And I mean, this does Final Fantasy X better than Final Fantasy X.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in every way. Every single way. It's so funny. Maybe not music, but it does really good music.
Oh, I don't know about the music. Yeah.
Nobu Uematsu did 10, and that's really, really
it's so legendary. Funny. It's so funny to see some of the reviews for Clair Obscur because they're just like, yeah, this is like, hey, we can't really write anything more interesting than what everybody else has said. It's basically a perfect game.
Yeah,
it's
everybody
one of the best
saying,
RPGs of all time.
I had to try this out because it's so much hype, and yeah. I'm not a big RPG or even a turn-based fan like you. And they're just like, hype is real, dude.
Play the game.
I dare you to play.
Blown away.
Maybe some people are not as susceptible to melodrama.
Okay.
So there's a lot of that French melodrama
from
the beginning, and it doesn't really lose its tone whatsoever. Maybe people aren't into that. I can see when people, they feel the same way about Last of Us. They're like, why do you like Last of Us? It's so sad. I'm like, well, it's true, I guess. Yeah,
it's hard to argue against that. I would argue Last of Us is a lot more melancholy than this game.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I just mean more like drama.
Yeah. I mean, they're all sad. Because
some people get happy and
right,
when everybody's happy, it's like literally at the saddest moment.
Yeah, it is the tone. There is some tone things that happen. Or I'm like, wait, what? What's going on here?
I can't wait for you to finish because I want to talk so bad with somebody. about this story. It's so good and it's way more grand than you ever thought.
Also,
it's so good.
The other thing too is the pacing of it is very good.
Oh yeah.
Every time I feel like I'm almost getting lost a little bit, they hit you with they're losing me a little bit, I should say.
Yeah.
They hit me with something where I'm like, oh, I want to know more about this, please. I want to do more with this.
Completely original story, I will say. True. That. I can't think of any other story that's kind of like this. I mean, it takes a lot of inspiration from Final Fantasy for sure. And takes a lot of inspiration from a couple like Dark Souls. You can see some Dark Souls. Oh, yeah,
definitely. Well, even in some of the character design.
Yeah. So it gets its inspiration everywhere and you can see it on its sleeve, like pretty apparent, but no one does the story the way how the story unfolds that no one does it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
This is their first game.
No kidding.
That's crazy.
This is their first. Well, it's not their first game.
It's not their
as
first
a company. It's their
oh,
first
oh,
game.
Oh, right, right.
But these guys,
but
you can tell.
Team's first
these
game,
guys
right?
are talented.
Yeah.
Veterans for sure.
Crazy.
Right. That's all I say.
That was the other thing too. I wanted to mention. I'm still playing. I was playing yesterday. And I'm still just blown away by everything, but mainly the music in this game.
Yeah.
There's so many different types.
I know.
So many different instruments you're hearing. I got to Monoko Station is what it's called. And the jazz that plays in that section when you're fighting this character. I'm like, oh my God.
Monoko is a good.
I'm in New Orleans. What's happening? It's incredible.
Yeah. Monoko is a good character.
He's awesome. One of my favorites. Anyways.
Definitely my favorite battle buddy, I should say. Yeah. He's always in my party battling constantly. I upgrade him more than anybody else.
He's great. He's awesome. I just started with him. I'm like, oh, I want this dude forever. Keep him around. Okay, yeah. Let's move on.
You got to move on.
Let's talk about games releasing this week. Really quickly, we were going to touch on the Xbox prices going up, but
this
it feels
late.
Like everybody's talked about that already. So
yeah, prices are going not looking
up,
good. But
guess what?
Whatever.
Not surprising.
I love how my whole life I've always had consoles go down at the end of its life. Now they're going up.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, that's a good point.
It's been happening for a good while now.
Yeah.
With a lot of things.
How soon do you think... Dude, do you think...
Around 2018 is when it started.
By the way, do you think GTA 6 is going to run into the same problem that 5 did? Where they're like releasing this game at the tail end of the console life, and then the new console is going to come out.
Yeah, and I think that'll just, I think they,
that's why
I think they plan it that way, because now they can sell GTA 6 PS6.
Yeah, but that's why at full least price. For me, I held on to my 360 for like an extra 2 years after I got my one, because it was the only way you could play GTA, because it didn't come to Xbox until they resold it again.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, I mean, GTA 5 bricked my 360.
I believe that.
So
yeah,
I knew it was going to. I was like, what am I going to buy it on, my 360 or my PS3? And I remember I had just got a new 360 because it red ringed of death.
Woof.
And I played Gran Turismo or Grand Theft Auto 5 a lot in a dusty kind of apartment. And that thing would sound like a jet airplane. Mm. And then it just one day bricked. It killed the hard drive.
Rip.
Anyways,
game's coming out this week.
Yeah.
Midnight Walk. That was the game that we saw at that. Dude, I always forget the name of these events. I think it was a PlayStation event.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Claymation, PSVR, PS5. Very cool looking trailer. Go look it up. And if you're interested,
play I still don't know how the gameplay is going to be.
Yeah, me neither. It could be a walking sim, but the art style is awesome.
Very good.
It looks crazy.
Revenge of the Savage Planet.
Revenge of the Savage Planet.
A sequel to Return.
Return to the Savage Planet. Is that true?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, I just wrote it down because it was big.
But the other one was really fun.
There you go.
It got real hard. The difficulty spiked immediately, but
it got pretty savage. Fun.
This one looks really good.
There you go. I didn't even know it was a sequel.
Little Kitty Big City, I've played a lot.
Coming to PS5, PS4.
I had no idea it wasn't on PS5. Yeah, that's PS5, what it was PS4. Written down as. It's so only on Xbox?
It's only and Switch and PC, I believe. So now it's coming to
PS5. The game is really cool. It did sit in the shadow of the other cat
Stray.
Game. Stray.
Yeah.
But this one's a lot more
cat-like?
Open world-y like?
Oh. All right.
It's like an old school
kitty in a
point and click adventure where you're in an area and you just have to go do A, do B, do C, do D to get to F,
isn't
E,
it,
and stuff like that.
Isn't it made by the same people that did the Untitled Goose Game? Isn't that?
Is it? It kind of.
I thought so because it's got like the vibe of it. That's why I think that they are the same people. I could be wrong about that.
It is funny. You can. My son likes to play this game and trip people and steal their phones.
That's all. That's also very Untitled Goose Game behavior. Also, Dune Awakening beta.
Yeah, this
is going to happen this weekend.
I've seen a lot of people play this.
Yeah, I'm intrigued about this game.
Me too.
I'm a big Dune head. Read the first book, watched the movies, not the David Lynch ones. David Lynch one, rest in peace.
It's funny, I've seen all of them and read the books. And well, the go. First book.
That's kind of where everybody gets to. So I'm curious to see what they do with this. So it's a open world RPG, like base building, I think, kind of RPG.
Remember my criticism for this? You remember what it was?
Too much sand? It's pretty coarse. Much. It gets everywhere.
There were too many people walking on sand, not getting eaten by worms.
Oh, true.
I was like, well, how do you do that? And now I watched a bunch of videos and you have to have a rhythm to your walking.
That's awesome.
And then a sand worm will pop its head up and it'll like basically make sure you're following the rules. Dude. And if you don't, it'll eat you.
I just got goosebumps. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. So you can. It's
Let's
like
go.
That.
Yeah. That's awesome. Oh my God. I'm thrilled. And then also this is a game.
So I got to keep my mouth shut. Pretty much.
Yeah, you gotta stop talking. Dude.
No kidding.
All right? You're gonna wake up the worms. The Precinct. Look this game up, okay?
Yeah, I don't know what it
Trailer
is.
Trailer for this game is really cool. It's a indie top-down, almost 2D / 3D. It's overhead camera, but super like zoomed back, but not top-down. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay.
So it's not like door kickers. You don't see other rooms. It's not gridded.
No. So when you go, when you go into buildings, it is more top down.
Okay.
So you can see through the ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you're out in the world, you're not like seeing the tops of the buildings. You're still seeing the sides. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I got you.
You're a police officer. You get demoted. You got to work your way back up. Think LA Noir, investigative.
Characters?
Police, yeah,
there's police like character games. Studies? Yeah.
But it's not, it doesn't look like it's as in-depth. It's much more you're relying on like the clues you find versus like interviews. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got you.
It looks cool. I saw this trailer and I thought it was really cool looking. It's coming to PS5, Xbox Series X, and on PC. It comes out May 13th.
Cool.
So, could be cool.
Shout out I'll
check that one
ones.
Out. Yeah, it's an indie game. So I'm gonna check that one out as well.
I'm definitely gonna play Midnight Walk.
Yeah, you're gonna have to tell me about that one because I really want to try to beat Clair Obscur.
Yeah,
by the next weekend, hopefully.
Good. All right, what are you playing? Games we're playing this week.
I played Clair Obscur. Have you ever heard of it? I hope so. And then also Ark Raiders. That's kind of what I did all weekend.
Cool.
Those were my biggins, if you will.
All right, I had some interesting ones.
Whoa, I just saw one here that made me jump a little bit. Homefront?
Yeah, I played Homefront.
Man, Homefront. That game looks bad.
So here's the thing. I never played Homefront, the original.
Really?
Ever.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah, I
never played. That's a pretty good game.
I always heard that it was really good. The biggest downfall, you remember what it was? It was incredibly short. The game is barely 4 hours long.
Yeah, it's not long at all.
So people were really disappointed. They paid full price for a very short campaign. But now, that's intriguing to me. So the multiplayer aspect, I hear, was really good.
It was.
I never played it.
Yeah, multiplayer was not. It's very cheap version of Battlefield. Is what it
really?
Felt like.
Yeah, because I opened up. There's no bots.
No.
So, but I did play in a couple maps, and the map design was really cool. There's some long distance, and it's like a really well designed multiplayer map.
It felt like the budget version of Battlefield.
Yeah, but still kind of honed in a little bit.
Oh man! Wow. Okay, Homefront.
So I'm playing Homefront, and
were you blown away when you went into a building and you were like, they got White Castle? How did they?
Yeah. So that's a. They have a lot of product placement,
yes,
but it fits the story really well.
It
makes
sense, yeah.
Because it's North Korea takes over the world, pretty much.
Yep.
And you're in a suburban area trying to get to San Francisco. I didn't play very much. I played it for 2.5 hours.
Oh, you're halfway done.
I know. The game really rolls forward. It's hard to put down. It's great.
Yeah.
It is 30 frames. That kind of sucks. The graphics were only in 720p for PS3, which is disappointing, but I have a up-res thing that I paid a lot of money from a PS3 to put it into 1440p. So I'm running in 1440p with some anti-aliasing, but it does come with a very slight input delay. Nothing to bother me at all. I'm still hitting my shots. So I like this game a lot. Holy crap. They show some pretty harsh stuff.
Pretty hardcore.
It's a very hardcore story.
You went through like the football field or the baseball field?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay. There's white phosphorus that you use. There's mass graves.
Yeah.
At one point in the beginning, you see, you're driving through town and you see a little kid.
Getting taken away.
No, you see a little kid watch his parents get.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Gun
shot.
Get executed.
Executed.
And then the kid starts screaming and crying and runs to the family and then you drive away. It's insane.
Yeah.
There's also really good audio design when you get stuck in a house and you're trying to defend this house and there's a mom with a baby just screaming and it doesn't go away. And your character's like, shut that kid up, blah, blah, blah. And it's really intense. Man, a remaster of this game would go a long way. Too bad. Yeah, I know. It's THQ's.
Rest in peace.
but somebody can get this.
They made two other games after that one. Can you believe that?
I know. I did play the reason why I got this game because a couple weeks ago I got the entire collection.
Yeah.
Homefront on the Xbox One, which is FPS boosted.
What was the name of the second one?
Homefront: The Revolution or something.
I thought that was the third one.
No, I think there's only two.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. I thought there was three, but yeah, you could be right.
So I like this game a lot. I can't wait to play the newer one. I hear they're not as good, but I like this a lot. I want Night Dive Studios.
Oh, Homefront remaster.
A really good intro to the 360 PS3 stuff that they've talked about doing.
I'd be cool with that.
Because it's not a long game. And if they have done remasters where they brought back the multiplayer.
Yeah.
A few times actually. So you can redo the multiplayer of this game, get a little bump in something.
There's not many.
Doesn't look like a lot of work that would be.
No. I mean, again, it's a short game. There's not a lot to it. There's not many multiplayer games that I thought to myself, wow, this could really become something if they put money behind it and everything. But one of them was Homefront, the original Homefront, and then also the newer Medal of Honor games.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was it.
Yeah. Did you like Homefront when you played it?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it pretty underrated. And again, I was mainly talking about the campaign.
Yeah.
Pretty underrated first-person shooter campaign, given the time it came out.
Yeah. The AI is actually pretty competent. When they are running from cover to cover and you shoot them from far away, they'll turn around and shoot you while running.
Yeah.
They don't stop and then like either fall to the ground. Like in Battlefield back in those days, they would just sit to the ground and go prone and you would just shoot them. It was very easy and dumb. This one, it's kind of, the AI is actually, they put a lot of work in it.
Especially
from that era.
I also remember thinking to myself, like it really puts you in the environment and making it feel real because you're running through a White Castle and you're seeing a NOS vending
Hooters.
Machine. Yeah. And I was like,
a whole bunch. There's a whole bunch.
I remember thinking that to myself. And then that's probably what ended up bankrupting.
It's really funny because you go through like a restaurant or White Castle or Hooters or whatever,
yeah.
and you're shooting and killing people and it's not making Hooters look good.
Yeah. Yeah, so exactly.
Like, oh, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
I just watch a kid die.
They're like, oh, I can't wait to have the 8-pack of White Castle burgers. Yeah.
My God.
And I need a NOS to wash it down.
I like it. I'm happy that I'm playing a game that I've never played and I'm liking it.
Yeah.
And then another one I'm playing real quick is Delta Force, the mobile version.
Okay. There's a mobile version.
That is the best running.
Makes sense though.
AAA game I've ever played on my phone. Easily.
Okay.
It runs like if you play PUBG on your phone.
Yeah.
The frames are even if you up the frames all the way, it still looks, the animation is janky. It looks like a mobile game. Every game, even the Call of Duty game, the Warzone, whatever, it looks bad. Delta Force, that's the best looking screen game ever.
Does it fry your phone though?
Not at all.
Really?
And I'm
set at
ultra graphics. It does not.
Okay.
It does drain the battery a little bit, but it not more than a couple games I have.
Okay. So have you played those other games since you got your new phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have a new phone and Death Stranding is starting to look a lot more fun on my phone now. Because if it runs as good as Delta Force, I mean, I had a lot of fun with that. I mean, I played it for a couple hours and I did the extraction mode and the fake battlefield mode, which has a lot of smoke. And I know that it was going to cripple my phone. It didn't. The graphics look good. It looks like I'm playing my PC version. It runs better on my phone than it does on my PC.
Well, that's, I mean,
I know.
I was going to say, that's not that surprising.
But
crazy phones now.
I was like calling my friends. I'm like, hey, can we like
get Delta Force mobile?
Yeah. We can finally play Delta Force.
Dude, we can play Delta mobile. Force. And then afterwards, when you leave, I'll play Death Stranding on my phone.
On my phone.
Oh, my God.
Perfect place to play on your phone. All right. That's it.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We're done.
Play some mobile gaming. Mobile gaming reviews phones, by Grant.
Right? we'll be back next week. We'll talk some more stuff. Probably nothing's going to drop news-wise that'll be as big as GTA 6 trailer. So. Yeah.
And guess what? We didn't do the thing we promised them we'd show. We're like, hey, next week we're going to have a really cool segment.
Oh, wow. I forgot. Next week we're going to have a really cool segment. count on it. We'll be back next week. New segment alert.
All right.
But GTA 6 came trailer, all right? What do you want from
I
us?
Know.
Yeah, we have to. All right. We'll all see right. you guys next week.
Later.